Good morning, friends, and welcome to another episode of Grits in the Gospel. It is June 2nd this morning, and it's the second Sunday after Pentecost. We are getting into that time where we will go through many, many, many Sundays after Pentecost, also known as Ordinary Time. It is a time between seasons. Between Easter and All Saints Sunday kind of kicks off the next big liturgical season before Advent. And so while we are in ordinary times, we know that life is not ordinary. And so we welcome you each week for a celebration and a time of worship. Unfortunately, you will probably hear the dull roar of my dishwasher as I started it today before I thought about my need to record this. So thank you, as always, for your patience and your love and your care. And hopefully it will be a soothing background noise for you as we worship together today. Let us come together in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Today's lesson from the psalm comes from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6, and then going to verses 13 through 18. Hear now the words of the psalmist. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, and it is so high that I cannot attain it. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your words that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. How weighty to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us share now in the words of the Apostles' Creed as we speak of the things that we believe. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, you know us so well. You know what we need. You know how we need rest and Sabbath. Provide us with those opportunities and times that we can sit and find joy, when we can be renewed by your Spirit. Hear us now as we pray those words that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear now the words of the Gospel according to Mark. We are in the second chapter this week, starting in the 23rd verse and moving through the third chapter, verse 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.' Again, he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had a withered hand, 'Come forward.' And he said to them, 'Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?' But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out immediately and conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? As we come together today to reflect on your words, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. After being so social, I don't feel like myself at all. I'm exhausted all over, but particularly a face, which I suppose comes from wearing a horrible fixed grin for so long. American poet Elizabeth Bishop wrote these words in a letter to her friend Carly Dawson in 1948. I feel this quote. "I'm an introverted extrovert. I know it may come as a shock since I can talk to a lamppost for hours. I love going to museums and plays and symphonies. I love going out to dinners and lunches and brunches. But sometimes I also need Sabbath. I need renewal. I need not to leave the house for a couple days to recharge my batteries. I need rest. Sometimes the world around us doesn't seem like it allows us the rest that we need. Sometimes we get so busy and caught up in doing all of the things for everyone else, we forget to stop and refill our own tanks. My friend Julia Magda looked at me when I first started this journey and said, 'Your biggest struggle in ministry is going to be remembering to find Sabbath. You work every Sunday at church. You have to find ways to find your own form of Sabbath.' She wasn't wrong. But you don't have to be a minister to be exhausted by Sunday afternoons. Life is exhausting. Sabbath does not have to look the same for everyone. There is no one-size-fits-all way of renewal. There is no letter of the law Sabbath. Jesus is fighting that in these verses we read today. The legalistic idea of the Sabbath is a way for the Pharisees to trap Jesus and the disciples. They had gone too far with the rules of the law, with the minutiae of how to control what people did and thought all in the name of God. They had missed the point altogether of Sabbath. The disciples were simply plucking the heads off the wheat, mindlessly walking through a field and simply getting a few grains. And then Jesus heals the man with a withered hand. Being able to help someone was not work for Jesus, it was a calling. And yet, doing things that brought joy were considered by the Pharisees to be worthy of prosecution and worthy of destroying Jesus. Sometimes it feels like taking time apart brings judgment and ridicule even today. Families have to fight for time in their schedules just to stay home and enjoy each other's company. We have to schedule time apart. We are all pulled in 1,000 different directions. We have to remind ourselves that no is a complete sentence. We're made to feel like if we don't do all the things, we are not a good parent or friend or spouse or employee. So I'm going to propose another definition of Sabbath for you. It does not have to mean doing nothing, like the Pharisees insisted. Although, if that's what you need, then go for it. Sabbath should mean doing things that bring you joy. Sabbath should mean doing things that recharge your batteries and help you feel renewed. Jesus fed and healed because that is what was important to him on the Sabbath. What does that look like for you? I'm part of a group of clergy women called an S3 group. Study, service, and you guessed it, Sabbath. We have to schedule time to Sabbath together. But it's an important part of our lives in ministry. We don't just schedule time to sit around and look at each other. When we first started, we were tasked with coming up with an activity that we liked to do together. Something that brought us joy. One of our members suggesting riding roller coasters. So for our Sabbath activity, once a year, we're going to go to a theme park and ride roller coasters together. I have another friend that likes to sit on the dock at the lake and read a book. So we do that together. We always feel better after a good day of reading at the lake. We did that very thing for hours just the other day. I have the peeling sunburn to prove it. I love nothing more than riding on the lake on a boat. I love flying across the water. I love sitting and watching the sunset with friends. It brings me such peace and joy. I love a museum day. I love looking at beautiful art. I love the intricate lines of a Rembrandt etching or the short brushstrokes of a Monet. I love studying the hand stitches on a quilt and imagining the hands that did the work, even if we don't know their name. I often take Sabbath time to write sermons and study. Time apart to do work is not often truly work. Sabbath and renewal can look any way you want it to. In your families, in your friend groups, by yourself, what brings you joy? Set aside time for those things. You may have to fight for those times to happen. You may have to protect the time you set apart so that life doesn't get in the way. You may have to shield yourself from the ridicule of missing the things that others think are important. But friends, you are more important than any task. You deserve and have earned Sabbath. Jesus had to fight for his own Sabbath. He was not deterred by the Pharisees that sought to destroy him. He was not going to follow the laws that man had imposed on the Sabbath, but he was going to do it in his own way. He was going to find joy and renewal in helping others, in feeding the hungry and healing the sick. I do hope that you find a Sabbath in these pews. I hope that being in these walls gives you a sense of renewal. One of the things I feel called to do in my sermon writing is always give some hope. Even when the scripture is about something hard to hear, there is always hope. It is what I try to convey each week. It helps this place become a place of renewal and rejuvenation. Church work can be a lot of, well, work. But we do all those things, just like in life, in an effort to make moments like these happen. Just like in life, it is hard work to find time to rest or set aside time for things that bring us joy. But the results are definitely worth the effort. For when we are renewed, we can do so much more for the world around us. The Substack app is a repository for a lot of writers and blogs that I follow. Letters of Note is one of my favorite accounts to follow. Seeing the words that people write each other is a beautiful way to look into someone's soul. In January, they posted a series of letter excerpts on World Introvert Day. One of those excerpts was from American photographer Edward Weston. He wrote to his more famous friend Ansel Adams in 1934. His Sabbath seems to be one that he liked to do alone. My real problem is a more personal one. The need of being alone. I'm not antisocial. I have a deep affection for my friends and family, feel deeply for suffering humanity, also for suffering animals. But at times, I have a desperate need to be absolutely alone. Alone or together, it is my hope that you find time for renewal. What brings you joy? What can you do to renew your spirit? Where can you find healing and hope? One place that we can find those things together is at the communion table. It is a reminder of the last time of fellowship that Jesus had with his disciples. And it is a place for remembering our faith and hope that we have in the future. It is my hope that if you are listening to this podcast, that you also have a place to go to the communion table, a place that you can find renewal in worship. What brings you joy? Where do you find Sabbath? As we go throughout our week, let us look for those things, those times and places where we can find renewal. Because in life and death, and life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.